This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today. Our guest today is going to talk about teen parenting. So if you have some teens out there, if you know of a teen parent, have them tune into this show, share this show with them. My guest today is Heidi Christensen. Heidi is the program director for the Maricopa Center for Adolescent Parents. So get some people around. We're going to talk about a new program that they have that they're adding. It's MCAP, Maricopa Center for Adolescent Parents. But if you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Heidi Richardson, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You are a part of an awesome program, Child and Family Resources. I want to hear a little bit about what you're doing. That's a great program statewide, right? Child and Family Resources?
Child and Family Resources is statewide. We started in Tucson, and our next biggest office is definitely in Phoenix, but we're all over the state.
Yes, and at one point I was a part of the Child and Family Resource family. It's awesome, awesome program. We're working in the fatherhood component, but like most nonprofits, sometimes that funding goes away, but I enjoyed my stay there. I think it was back in 2008, 2009 era, around that time. So you have a new program in MCAP, which is the Maricopa Center for Adolescent Parents. Tell us a little bit about MCAP. What's MCAP?
MCAP has been around since 1994, and we've served young parents 16 to 21. So far, we've only served young mothers and their little ones. So it's a comprehensive program. We want young parents to finish their education because we know that their lifelong earning potential is so much less if they can't finish that basic education. But with that, we want to make sure that they feel like they're strong parents and that they know how to parent their child and know about child development. So we have that component that's added to it. And then just bringing in life skills. And our life skills range from everything from job and education information to stress management. We've had lots of interest in yoga lately, so we kind of go across the board and try and tailor it to the students we have. But it's always only been our young mothers and their little ones, because we have a child care center that's on site that's nationally accredited.
Yeah.
And so they can just bring them with them so they don't have to leave them somewhere else.
And when I'm looking at your website right now, what I love is that you have a free child care to the students. Tell us a little bit about that. How will someone get involved? What would a parent have to do? What would a teen have to do to become a part of MCAP?
Just give us a call. There's a way to refer online. Either way is fine. And we start off with a tour, that you get a tour of our center, and we kind of introduce you to what we do. And if it's a good fit for you and you want to join, it's totally free.
Wow.
We don't charge for anything, including the child care that's on site. Our child care center is licensed and nationally accredited, like I said, and we have wonderful, wonderful teachers. So we don't just babysit the kids.
Right.
They're learning and growing, and we try and help the parents understand what developmental stages that their child's in and help them grow. Because a lot of our kids come in and they're not developmentally on track. And by the time they leave, they're on track or exceeding where they should be.
And they come out of that shell.
Yes.
As well. Yes. What is a success story from a graduate from MCAP?
We've had a lot over the years. We have one young mom who came back to us recently, and she's actually graduated years ago, but she just finished her degree in social work, and she's now moving on to help people in her career. And her kids are doing well, and they're all in school, and they're, I think, in high school now. So.
Wow.
they're doing really great. So we, and because we've been around since 94, we love to get those stories back from our students. And since I've been there, we've just wanted to keep growing the program.
But what was was awesome too, what I love is that a lot of the young moms, when they come to you, we got to also realize we're dealing with a lot of brokenness.
Yes.
You know, 16 years old, their moms, they've been pregnant since 14 and a half or 15 years old as well. You're dealing with a lot of almost basically like trauma too. They're sharing things with you for the first time they haven't shared with anyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's interesting when they first come to us, sometimes they're very closed off. They don't trust people. They've had a lot of negativity in their life.
Abuse.
We have a lot of our students actually come. They're living in group homes. They've been removed from their own parents and they're parenting their child in a group home and really struggling and don't have a lot of trust for adults. And so it's really wonderful as they stay with us, just being able to see how they've opened up and finally are finding an adult that they can trust and help guide them into that next stage of where they want to go, whether it's to continue on educationally or find a career path that they want to go into and just feel better about their own parenting, too. We love seeing how that blossoms while they're there.
Well, what I love is that you provide a safe place for them.
When
you got young girls, we here at Father Matters, we have a baby bag program, and we get so many young moms. And, you know, the boyfriend, the child's dad is 15 through 19 himself, you know, and so providing that safe place, like you said, you set it up for them so they can trust and feel safe. And sometimes as the young moms are growing, they don't end up staying with the child's father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of growth are you seeing with the young girls?
We have young women who have come from all different kinds of backgrounds, a lot of them from very abusive backgrounds and really unhealthy, seeing really unhealthy relationships in their life. And it's nice to see that they start learning what to look for in a good relationship. And we also try and help them, you know, understand that you might not be staying with your baby's father. And if you're not, how can you continue to parent in a positive way with the father?
So when the moms come in and from the time they graduate from the program, how long do they have to be a part of the program?
There's no minimum. We hope that they'll stay with us for at least 3 months so that they're getting not just their education, but some additional help from us. If it's shorter than that, they probably don't get enough. But the average is 6 to 8 months. We've had people stay a year or longer. Mm-hmm. But about 6 to 8 months is what they usually stay.
And what's awesome, they're getting that mentorship from the moms and other moms. They can be with other moms that are going through what they're going through to help each other out. But what I'm excited about is now, because you work with teen moms for so long, you have a great component that you're going to be working with the fathers.
Yes.
So when we get back, we want to hear about that. So you're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Heidi Christensen from Child and Family Resources, the program MCAP. We will hear more from Heidi after this. Father Matters proudly presents our supervised parenting center for fathers. The center is only for fathers and their children to provide supervised parenting and monitored exchanges. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. The purpose is to provide a protected setting for parent-child contact. Hours of operation, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Father Matters Supervised Parenting Center for Fathers. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Just want to give you a heads up, this June coming up, June 7th, we have the Father Matters Job and Training Institute, and June 15th, We have our Father Matters, Father's Mentoring, Father's Workshops. Both events, both programs are free. Log on to fathermatters.org for more information. And today we have Heidi Christensen. Heidi Christensen. Say that fast three times.
I know.
From Child and Family Resources. Heidi is the Maricopa Center for Adolescent Parents, and she has a powerful program called MCAP, Maricopa Center for Adolescent Parents. She was talking about teen moms, and now we're going to ease into, because you have a new component of MCAP, working with fathers, the fathers of the babies of the moms, or just fathers in general?
Fathers in general, although so far our first few people that first few dads that have applied definitely know someone in the program. I think that's probably just been something that's been a little easier for them to feel comfortable. We're hoping to get more fathers. I think they've been a little afraid to start because we've been so female focused that coming into a classroom full of all girls, I think, has been maybe a little intimidating at first. But I'm happy that, you know, we've got a few brave guys coming in, and we really want to really get our fatherhood program going.
Tell me about this fatherhood program, and is the ages the same? Is it 16 to 21?
It is 16 to 21. That you can stay past 21. You just have to enter by 21. So we're doing the exact same programming that we do for our female students. We just wanted to offer that to our fathers, because once I started, we had been getting a lot of requests from dads saying that there wasn't a program for them that could help them with their child. Mm-hmm. And I got one or two and thought maybe that was all it would be. And then we kept getting more requests. So there was no reason we couldn't serve fathers in our program, and so that's why we've transitioned to doing that also. And I think it'll be really enriching for the whole program, because I know a lot of the young moms have said it'll be good to have their point of view in the class, and they were excited to see that there would be an opportunity to have them in the parenting class also, because a lot of them have talked about how they're getting really good parenting information, but their boyfriends or husbands are
Absolutely.
Not getting that same information, and so they don't feel like they understand their child's development in the same way. And you know, we want young fathers to feel confident about their parenting and really want to be part of their child's life. So that's what we want to promote.
So do you have a separate curriculum, or are they all in the same room?
They're all going to be in the same room.
Okay.
So we hope that it all works out really well. And I really do think it will, because they're already having to parent with their partners, and we want it to just have a natural flow.
Well, it was awesome. Like you said, some of them you're going to have the partners in there together.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are coming out of broken homes, broken situations.
Yeah.
So they're going to be learning things that their own parents didn't know or didn't learn or have no information about that.
Yeah, definitely. When we talk to our young moms that we've had in the program for so long, we continually hear about really, you know, unhealthy ways to have relationships with your partner, and normalizing that. And we want,
what have you heard about unhealthy ways?
Just that some of the possessiveness and arguments being just a really normal, and that is how you show you love someone, and that and control, and some of the control parts too, and we just really like to see them be partners in that relationship, and not controlling each other in different aspects. And we've heard a lot of moms talk about how they feel like the father isn't participating in the rearing of the child, but then they're also not giving them the opportunity to. They're also not always being so open to showing them how to do some of that stuff. And you know, they're both really young, so neither of them usually know what they're doing really. But the parenting programs, for the most part, are really female focused, and I think sometimes that's intimidating for dads.
Yeah, and then you're going to see the young girls, like you said, some of them who may not invite the father in. They're growing up with something that they've saw with their mom or with their older sisters, and then the young fathers are just say, well, my grandfather did this, my dad did this, so I'm gonna be hands off as well. And the good thing is, this is the opportunity where they can break that cycle. Because they're just doing what they saw.
Definitely.
And I share with a lot of people at our workshops, our kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. You know, and so a lot of them are just mimicking what they saw. So it was awesome to have the couples in there, and they can start learning together. So is it a certain part of the curriculum that the fathers will be able to read, or we're all in one room talking about parenting?
We're all in one room talking about parenting. As it develops, if we see a need to have some separate classes for mm-hmm. very specific things, we'll definitely be willing to do that because we're growing with it and we want
right.
With all of our classes, we try – there's definitely core components that we always hit, mm-hmm. but then we try and tailor it to the students we have currently if there's specific topics or areas of interest that they're really struggling with. We try and focus in on that and add additional lessons.
And
that.
Who are the facilitators?
Tabitha Fisher has mm-hmm. been with us for 6 years in MCAP,
wow.
and she is our parenting instructor. And she is wonderful, and she also helps run our child care center. So mm-hmm. she coordinates with her parenting classes and the teachers in the children's classroom activities every month. So they usually get about two activities that they do with the parents, just to help show them how even their infants to toddlers can have those really fun activities you can do with them.
Well, what's awesome, what I like about this is if you're a teen parent, you don't have a lot of money to do a lot of entertainment, okay? So as a teen parent, as a couple, it's something that you're doing as this is one of the first things you're doing as a family.
Definitely.
You got the mom, you got the father, you got the child in the child care room. And it's like that couple of hours, how long are they in during the day?
They are there from 8:30 to 3:30, Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
And their class instruction for the educational component is the first half of the day. Mm-hmm. And then from 1 o'clock till 3:30, it rotates between having a parenting class and a life skills class.
Mm-hmm.
And but in their breaks and their lunchtime, they can go in and see their child that's right there on site. We have several mothers who breastfeed. So we really encourage that interaction with their child.
And in the parenting, so are they, I love what you said about the life skills, are they getting employment information?
Definitely.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We always try and include an employment and educational component. We have wonderful guest speakers from the community that will come in and talk about how to get involved mm-hmm. in whether it's the community colleges or tech schools, or we kind of ask the students kind of what they're interested in to make sure we get the right people in too, so that we've got specialized fields coming in for that. And we also started recently a partnership with the YWCA that's doing a financial component, helping them with financial literacy and understanding their finances and how they can move forward, mm-hmm. both with education and employment, but just in how to budget and communicate with their partner about budgeting.
So for a lot of the teen parents who are attending, like you said, 8:30 to 3:30, Monday through Thursday, that's not leaving a lot of time for, you know, to go to work. Right? Are they balancing that? I know you have some who do work.
Yeah, definitely. The nice thing is a lot of our students end up being able to find a job that they can work
flexible
full-time hours.
That's awesome.
From Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so mm-hmm. they can work a little bit longer days on those days. Some of them work evenings the Monday through Thursday. Definitely those students are tired and it's difficult. Parenting is so difficult.
Absolutely.
But we're really flexible and understanding, too. We do understand that their parents and their babies keep them up at night, and the teachers are really good about kind of helping them through that. And if they ever just need to kind of have a break from the classroom and talk about the stresses that they're going through, that their baby was up all night screaming, financial stresses, we provide case management through myself, mm-hmm. Tabitha, and we have MSW interns from ASU that help us out every year. And really help facilitate.
That's awesome. And what's awesome my mom was a teen mom. My mom had me when she was 13. And I know that they didn't have these type of programs back then. And what's awesome is that these young moms can be, and the young fathers too, but they can be around other moms to support each other, because some of them lose their friends once they become pregnant. But this is a time for them, now they can say, it's time to mature. It's time to move forward now. You know, stop focusing on present to past and thinking about present to potential. And that's what they're getting, potential growth, by being a part of MCAP.
Definitely. We really see how they start to blossom once they come. A lot of them do lose their friends.
Sure.
And some of it is there's some judgment there that you are a young parent and you got pregnant. And the other part is some of them, even if there's not the judgment, you're just in a very different place in your life
right
now.
Right.
You know, they're still looking at, you know, going out and having fun and not having any real responsibility, and they can't do that anymore. They've got a little one that's relying on them, and it just puts them in different places and they start to drift apart. And so it is wonderful that they have a place where they can meet other parents that are young and going through the same struggles that they are, and develop some new friendships.
So is it an enrollment period? We're coming up pretty soon with the summer. Is there an enrollment period?
We are always open enrollment. So we do two official tours every month, and that's usually what starts off entering. However, if somebody needs a different day because it just doesn't work good for them, if they call, we can always arrange that. Mm-hmm. We're flexible.
Because at our workshops, you know, I work with the adult dads and the adult moms. This is awesome and powerful because we get the adult dads who say, I'm angry because my 17-year-old daughter's pregnant, or my 16-year-old son got someone pregnant. And what's awesome is we can be referring these young parents to the Maricopa Center for Adolescent Parents. Heidi, how can someone get in touch with you? How do they enroll? What phone number, what email, what website? How do they get in touch? How do they get started?
I know a lot of our teens really prefer the internet, and they don't like calling us initially.
Okay.
So most of them do go online. So our website is for Child and Family Resources. So it's childfamilyresources.org.
Child Family, not Child and Family.
Yes.
Childfamilyresources.org.
Yes. And there is a teen section. And if you click on the teen section, you'll find the MCAP portion. So we're MCAP, Maricopa Center for Adolescent Parents.
Under programs, because I'm looking right at the website.
Yes.
So they go under programs, go to teens.
And then once you're there, it has a little bit of information about the program. And there is a referral tab.
Yes.
When you hit that referral tab, it'll let you just type in your information, and it'll give you a list of the upcoming tour dates.
Okay.
And it'll let you pick one, and you can come. And once that comes through to us, we will usually give you a reminder call about it. If you want to call directly, our phone number is 602-234-3941, and that goes to our front desk, and just ask for Heidi or MCAP, and it'll get right to me, and you can refer that way.
Do you have a Facebook page? Because they love a lot of that. So.
Yes. We don't have a separate Facebook page for MCAP. We go through Child and Family Resources.
Yeah.
So a lot of our information is on there. And we just started a new group that we were able to do just this last week, actually. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have very much on it yet. But with that group, it's meant for current students and former students. That was something that we had been wanting to develop for a while, because our former students love keeping in touch with us and telling us their accomplishments and the wonderful things that they're doing in their own lives and their children. And so we wanted a place to be able to connect with them.
And where are you located in Phoenix?
We're located on Glendale Avenue. So we are 2830 West Glendale Avenue. So just west of I-17 on Glendale.
Mm-hmm. And I also love this because you partner with teens to prevent pregnancy, school dropout, drug use, and suicide. So in some of the classes, are they learning about safe sex now, preventing pregnancy? How do you coach them through that?
Yes, definitely. We have some really great partners in the community that come, not that we don't talk about it also, but we have some great partners that come in from the Department of Health and Planned Parenthood and other community agencies that talk about, usually they start off talking about healthy relationships and then talking about how to be safe if you are having sex and how to not, you know, how to prevent an additional pregnancy, just so that they can continue on with the progress that they're making and making great choices for their own lives.
So you have had some dads already start?
We have one that's starting this week, so we're excited. We had a couple more that I think just got a little nervous.
Cold feet.
Yeah, they got through the tour part and then
that's all right.
Come back, but we're always willing to have them back. We have a lot of students who start out, get a little afraid, go away, and then come back later. So.
And where do all your referrals come through? How do people get in touch with you? How do they know? What's going on?
Honestly, a lot of our referrals come through from former students, which is really wonderful because
awesome.
It definitely shows us that they got something out of it and they valued it and felt safe there to refer their friends. And we really, really appreciate that from our former students. But other community agencies refer to us. We're we love partnering with agencies. We have several that we've partnered through for years, and hope to continue to build on that, especially in the father portion, because we've been so heavily focused on mothers. We are now looking to partner with more father organizations.
Because there are a lot of teen dads out there, and they just, it's not that they don't care. They just don't know where to go. They don't know where to start. And will you have flyers out? You'll be doing things, other things out in the community?
Definitely. We try to go to any of our partners' community organizations that have fairs. We like to go to job fairs, too, because a lot of our students need that information.
Yes.
And then we find parents that way also.
That's awesome. Heidi Christensen from the Maricopa Center for Adolescent Parents, part of the Child and Family Resource Family. Heidi, thank you for being part of the Father Matters Show.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Tune in to the Father Matters Show and send us your questions or comments to Father Matters at fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.